shine the light of God's love across cities and beyond. We are One Love Radio. To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news, the headlines. The UPND unveils provincial representatives for National Management Committee ahead of the 2026 general elections. Kawe Farmer expresses delight at the reopening of Mlungushi Textiles. Congo Sassou Nguesso sworn in to fifth presidential term. Champion League in the Championship Forest Juggling Act goes on. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has announced the ruling United Party for National Development UPND provincial representatives to serve on the party's National Management Committee NMC ahead of the August 2026 general elections. The members who were elected from across the country are expected to spearhead and coordinate the party's campaign strategy in their respective provinces as UPND gears up for the polls. The composition reflects a blend of senior party officials and emerging leaders tasked with strengthening grassroots mobilization and ensuring effective election preparedness. Central Province, the selected members are Collins Maoma, Collins Nzovu, Stanley Kakubo, Chushi Kasanda, Sidney Chisenga, Martha Mushipe and Geshom Chungu. On the Copperbelt Province, representatives include Chipoka Mlenga, Clarissa Chikamba, Paul Kabuswe, Griza Shambutu, Michelle Kawata, Ignatius and Maximue. In Eastern Province, the province will be represented by Edith Kamanga, Noel Nkoma, Peter Daka, Dennis Zimba, William Banda, Matthias Nyirongo and Johabi Mutonga. Lwapro Province will be represented by Peter Kapala, Charles Kaisala, Ken Ngona, Favorite, John Chinyanta and Francis Kope. Lusaka Province will be represented by Sylvia Masebo, Haimbe, Bob Shakahiru, Grace Chihube, Elizabeth Lungu, Engineer Stumbeko, and Miriam Chonia. Muchinga Province will be represented by Robert Kapea, Paul Sichamba, George Sinkala, George Sichinga, Patricia Kamanga, Christopher Mwaba, and John Valika. Northern Province will be comprised of Mutale Nalumango, Elvis Nkandu, Dorin Mwamba, Helen Banda, Paul Mlenga, Liz Pompande, and Consela Sinchele. Northwestern Province will include Ambrose Lufuma, Watson Lumba, Alex Katakwe, Victor Lumai, Noleve Kulia, Brian Kambita, and Phineas. Southern Province will have Jack Mwimbu, Douglas Siakalima, Cornelius Mwitwa, Loveness Malambo, Sialuvalo Gift, Trevor Mwinde, and Godfrey Wene. Western Province will have Situmeko Msokotwani, Batuke Imenda, Likando Mfalali, Gilbert Liswaniso, Gertrude Imenda, Romeo Kangombe, and Chikote. The newly constituted National Management Committee is expected to play a pivotal role in driving the UPND's campaign machinery, mobilizing support and consolidating the party's position ahead of the general elections. The United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party has welcomed the Electoral Commission of Zambia's decision to create 70 new constituencies. Party leader Charles Chanda says the delimitation exercise is purely about numbers and representation, not an advantage for the ruling party. He says only those who have not done their homework will cry foul. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has announced 70 new constituencies, bringing the total number of parliamentary seats in the country to 226. The new constituencies have been shared across all 10 provinces.
Work is not in ECZ. Work is on ground. Unless we have not done enough work on ground, that's when we will pick up fights against the announcement. As UPPZ, we are ready and we are saying we are equal to the task. The 70 new constituencies, for us, it's not even a big deal because we've been on ground for the past 5 years. I think it is important that now we focus on the nomination, and after the nominations, our next focus will be on the ground, campaigning for the next 90 days.
Luangeni Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Moses Moyo, has launched the drilling of 7 new boreholes in Mwami Ward, Luangeni constituency. The latest phase began at Katambo Village in Mwami Ward in partnership with a Turkish NGO. Moyo has explained that these new boreholes, built on the 184th already completed across Luangeni since 2021, with support from Direct Aid of Kuwait and UAC of Turkey. He emphasized that the expansion will further improve access to clean and safe drinking water, reducing the burden on women and children, and supporting small-scale farming. Moyo noted that the initiative continues to strengthen climate resilience, enhance food security, and promote community ownership for long-term sustainability. Good governance activist Dennis Mutumba has thanked the government and the Electoral Commission in the Electoral Commissioner and the Chairperson for the Electoral Commissioner, and also stakeholders that took time to assess and analyze the delimitation of constituencies. Mr. Mutumba has also thanked the people for Bill 7 that has allowed many constituencies to be delimited, adding that this will enable development in all respective constituencies. He states that the delimited constituencies will now benefit equally from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, making development equalized across the country. He has urged the leaders that will contest in these new constituencies to work diligently to develop the constituencies.
We had 156 constituencies, and an additional 70 constituencies have been delimited, so meaning people will see development trickling from the central government to the grassroots. My word of encouragement is that the leaders that will contest in these new constituencies, they must work diligently to develop the constituencies, and so that people see the needed development as Zambia is moving forward. We want to see a change because we have enough money. So meaning it calls for leaders that are selfless, who will work as servants and not masters.
And that wraps up the local stories. In agriculture news, a Kawe-based farmer, Nicholas Kapila, has expressed delight at the reopening of Mulungushi Textiles by His Excellency President Hage Ndeijilema. Mr. Kapila has expressed joy that a lot of people will be employed through the textile industry. He urged the government not to end only with the reopening of textiles, but to create more industries as where the young men and women can find jobs. The farmer has encouraged the government to open more factories and processing industries, which can be processing the farmers' produce, which will be processed, such as tomatoes. Mr. Kapila has expressed optimism that they will be growing cotton, as there will be a ready market for the cotton industry.
And we are appealing to government and not just end up, not end there, only reopening Mulungushi Textiles. We need here in Kawe, we need more industries. As you know, Kawe, there are no industries that you can point at where these young men and women can find job apart from fuel mining. So government should establish or construct more industries here in Kawe. And Kawe being a farming area, should establish more processing industries, which...
And that wraps up our local stories. We take a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news. Stay tuned.
Start your day informed.